MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm trading with Jane Shoemake, a client portfolio manager on global equity income at Janus Henderson. Jane, appreciate the time again. We chatted, a quarter ago around your then quarterly dividend update, looking at global dividends. You've now got the third quarter update. And the short version is that globally dividends are absolutely rocking, and you're expecting them back at pre-COVID levels by the end of this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're now forecasting $1.46 trillion US dollars, which is an upgrade to our forecast from 3 months ago. And that's going to be 2% above the pre-pandemic peak that we saw in the first quarter of 2020. So really encouraging.
Yeah, and then astounding, I got to say, middle of last year, I wouldn't have expected that. I mean, it's boosted in part by, I mean, profits are coming back, but we're also seeing it, and I see it looking at individual companies locally and globally. Balance sheets are a lot stronger, and some companies have come out of the pandemic well, and profits are back, and they are rewarding shareholders.
Yeah, a number of companies during this period have taken the time to, you know, get some reissue debt at very low interest rates. Mm-hmm. We saw some equity issuance as well out of a number of companies. So they took the opportunity to raise capital. But I think, you know, earnings have been incredibly strong. We've just been through a really good earnings season in the US. Over 80% of companies in the US beat. Revenues were up about 18% on average, earnings up around 40%. So I think the unprecedented stimulus we've seen from both monetary policy and from fiscal stimulus combined, you know, have combined together to make a very positive environment for corporates.
Yeah, it's a great point. There has been, as you say, unprecedented. I mean, we saw stimulus in 2008, but not on this level. Globally, 2021 has been about mining. We see that down here in South Africa. Of course, we are a mining economy. But globally, it's been the miners who've really led the charge. And BHP is expected to be the biggest dividend payer in 2021.
Absolutely. We've seen some extraordinary strong profits from these companies over the last few months. And that's no surprise given the incredibly buoyant commodity price cycle and environment that we've seen. And clearly, you know, I think three quarters of the miners in our dividend index actually more than doubled their dividends compared to this time last year. So really an incredibly strong picture from them. And what they've done is they've given us regular dividends. They've given us some special dividends as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's unlikely we're going to see that completely repeated next year. Clearly, some of the commodities, iron ore, for example, have already come off a little bit. And so I think there'll be a slight more headwinds to that picture for the commodity companies going into 2022.
Yeah, I mean, certainly headwinds for the commodities. And you know, as you say, the commodities are down, PGMs are down, oil's coming off a bit, as are many others. They'll still be paying next year, perhaps just, you know, not a record year, perhaps a second or a third best year. Still going to be a good, just not a record for the miners.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not going to start trying to, you know, forecast commodity prices. That's a fool's game. Yeah. But clearly, it's about, you know, how much demand are we going to get? How much supply is there? And what is going to happen to the global economy? And we've got different parts of the world experiencing different things at the moment. You know, we've got Europe in some parts of Europe going back into lockdown. Mm-hmm. China's battling with some of the Delta variant in places as well. So it's quite a mixed picture still. And I think it's very unlikely we're just going to see those extraordinary results that we've witnessed from those commodity companies over the last 12 months.
You mentioned China, a bit of a mixed bag. I mean, payouts rose, but yet a number of companies, up to a third of them, actually cut dividends, which says that those that were increasing dividends did so significantly, offsetting the cuts.
Yeah, it was quite a mixed picture in China. And I think, again, some of that impact of the pandemic has caught up with some of those companies into 2021 in the terms of their profitability. And that just meant that they've had a more challenging time and they've not had the profits there and therefore they've not had the dividends there. But as you said, overall, still China was up 16% in dividends during the third quarter. So still an overall positive picture.
I mean, we chatted last time as well. We spoke about banks and they've really come to the party in terms of those dividend payments, and that should continue into 2021. That's partly regulatory. I know some bank authorities around the world last year said, be careful, if not scrap dividends altogether. And banks generally are looking better.
Yeah, so those regulatory restrictions that we saw put in place in some parts of the world have now generally been broadly lifted. The capital positions look strong for these banks. I mean, really, post the global financial crisis, these banks were in a real mess. The situation they found themselves going into the pandemic was very different. Their capital positions were a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. And although they were sometimes forced to stop paying dividends because of the regulatory restrictions, they've come out of that period now with decent capital positions. And that's allowed them to start paying back their dividends and also, in a number of cases, announcing share buybacks, which, given that some banking stocks are very cheap, makes sense to me. Our banks over the quarter, dividends were up about 33%. And I think, you know, we're going to continue to see them return to the dividend list, albeit at below pre-pandemic levels. They are not going to go back to making the level of payments they did prior to the pandemic, just while we still navigate our way through, you know, the next year or 2 years as to see what happens to the global economy, really.
Yeah, and as you mentioned a moment ago, I mean, the pandemic is, we're not at the end. We may be close to the end, but there's still a bit to go. Jane Shoemake, appreciate the time. Client Portfolio Manager and Global Equity Income at Janus Anderson. Really appreciate the time today.
And our poll question on LinkedIn and Twitter is around that. How's your portfolio doing? How are the dividends in your portfolio doing? I've got to say, mine are rocking. I got some commodity stocks in there, which of course significantly helps. And in fact, some BHP, which as Jane said, is the biggest dividend payer in the year. Have your vote, have your say on our LinkedIn and Twitter profiles. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.